This week has been really rough for a lot of people. Actually, rough doesn't quite cut it. This week was more along the lines of heartbreaking, devastating, or even catastrophic. Full stop. Trump is our new president and there is a lot of uproar about it because it is the outcome that majority of Americans thought would never happen. Up until Tuesday, it was still considered a joke that Trump might win, except now the joke is on us. This might be the biggest mistake that the United States has ever made. This week, as Americans, we let fear win. On Wednesday there was a group of freshmen from Boulder High who organized a walkout protesting against Trump. On Thursday, 2,000 people gathered in Boulder to listen to speakers and then march the city. The meeting point was on Pearl Street. There has been protesting all over the country because people cannot accept that this man is our president for the next 4 years. Our freedom as we know it is slipping through our fingers. People aren't getting together to protest because they think it will take Trump out of office. They are coming together for communal support and solidarity. To show that we will not stand alone but together is a statement for our country. We will not give in to racism, misogyny, corruption, greed, and fear. What is important, more so now than ever, is to lead with love. The next 4 years are uncertain, but we need to stay grounded and know that love and light will rise above anything else. I am disheartened by the results, but I am hopeful.